certification exams using IT Pro TV, and I'm taking my fourth on Monday. I love you guys.
You guys are great. I've passed the Microsoft 7410 and the first Cisco CCNA exam because of your videos, and I plan on doing the same with 7411 and the second Cisco CCNA exam.
You guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. Thank you for making complex technical topics easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
Promotions, Mr. Leonard Ellerbe will be joining the program. getting us ready for this Saturday night's fight on Showtime. We will talk to him about that fight and other things going on around the Mayweather Promotions camp. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, we're going to talk for a brief about the NBA playoff, that guarantee made by the Jets that did not pan out, Terry and Houston. As Houston, yes, you have a problem. Whatever it is you can do, break it down, put some costly clogs in it, whatever it takes, but reform that spaceship because it ain't blasting off anytime soon as you get blown out last night by the Golden State Warriors. Also, the Nats try to avoid a sweep today by the Philadelphia Phillies. The Baltimore Orioles are facing my Chicago White Sox. And also, most importantly, our NFL draft, mock draft 2. As I break it down, as we break it down, Hulk will be joining the program. Jay Chris might be calling today. But first and foremost, as always, welcome one half of the Untouchables. You know what that means, Steve? That means they cannot be touched by you and nobody else. Only God can touch these guys from the DMV with all the IDs. What's going on, Wally?
What's up, Mike, man? It's going to be a stressful day for me. I can already think it's going to be a pain. I already saw it on the report that, you know, I may be stuck on the beltway for a while. So, yeah. All in all, I'm blessed. I'm breathing. So, I'm here to talk sports. There's a lot to talk about the NFL draft today. You know, you mentioned Jason Terry guaranteed victory. I didn't take it that seriously. I mean, he had to say it, you know. He had to say it. I mean, we expect him to say it. We're going to lose. I always think that's hilarious when people get upset by somebody guaranteeing victory. When you're on the court or you're on the football field, you're playing baseball, whatever it is, you better believe you're going to win. I don't feel like that's bulletin more boring material. You call something, now you make fun of somebody's mama, that's all this beats. Well, you know what I mean? Then that's bulletin board material. But you're telling the opposition, we going to beat you, yeah, that's cool. That's not bulletin board material because they feel the same way.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, honestly, all the way to a point because – it really does not make any sense. 641-552-5316. What are you supposed to say in the locker room? So let me ask you this, Jason, Terry. Are you guys think you're going to win today?
Yes.
You're right, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we're going to win.
Yes.
You want to say we're going to lose?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So I agree with you, but, hey, you know what it is? It's the Internet, and we make fun of people on the Internet, right? So
Of course.
That's what we do. Welcome back to the program. He has been here pretty much all week long. What's going on, host of No Foul Play, host of the Hour of Power and Sports on the BGSIR Network? That's my network that I'm the CEO of. What's going on, Hugo?
Yo, Mike, what's going on? NFL draft is here. I want to see what kind of stupidity my New York Jets are going to do tonight because I am not too optimistic whatsoever tonight, man.
Well, you know what? I want to go ahead and dive into this. Wally, this is our second annual mock NFL draft. Are you a little excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's the NFL draft. It's a great time of the year. You got young men about to make millions of dollars. You know what I mean? That's a blessing. They worked hard for this day, and this is their day. This is their graduation to me. So, yeah, I'm all excited about the NFL draft.
Well, ladies out there, not sure how Cowboy Nation is going to feel about this, but apparently, you know, with all the hippity-hoppity, whatever people call the flippity-flappity-floppy that you guys be listening to today, with the quarterbacks, the Dallas Cowboys, this just came out from Peter Sager of Fox Sports Radio, not Fox Sports Radio, FoxSports.com, I apologize, saying that the Cowboys will be looking to trade up to grab, you ready for this, Michigan State's quarterback in this draft. What is your thoughts on that, Wally? I mean,
trade back.
Well, no. Yeah, well, they're talking about last-minute drafts, saying the Cowboys trading up to grab a quarterback. I read that exactly. I want to make sure that I read that.
Not because Michigan State's quarterback won't be drafted that early. That's what I'm saying. You said Michigan State's quarterback?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm reading
not
it.
Cook?
Yes, they're saying that his last-minute mock draft, Let's Cowboys trade up to grab a quarterback with all the hype around quarterbacks right now. I'll tell you one thing. We do enjoy our mock draft. I want to see where you guys think a certain Florida State, some of those going to fall.
That's my guy.
I don't want him going to Dallas. I know you don't want him
that's
going to Dallas. Either. So that's my dude. I personally think he's the best player in the draft. Okay, I
think he's the best player in the draft, too.
I've watched them for the last 3 years at Florida State. As everybody knows, I'm a Notre Dame fan, Florida State fan second, only because of primetime. Primetime. Because when I do this, I do it for my mama. Okay? How can you hate somebody who does it for their mama? That's all I'm saying. He's doing it for his mama, y'all. But listen, we're going to take a break, a small break. We're going to come right back after the break, jump into our little bit of our mock draft. Then get on the line with Leonard Ellerbe, y'all. It's going to be a jam-packed show full of fun and excitement. 641-552-5316. The Bat Line, 347-637-3859. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio, 1340 WHAP. Hopewell.
Before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cumberland Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town. Tread Setters, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. There are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East West Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
641-552-5316 is the number to call in. And people, I am really excited about today because I love this time of year because the NFL actually comes back. When the NFL is here, the NFL is great. And who doesn't like NFL when it's great? I mean, frankly, I'm just being honest. My team picked second today. They picked number two. So, you know how we do it around here. We have Wally, Lizo. Wherever my team falls in, I make sure I do the mathematics to make sure that I go in where my team falls into play. The question is, did I screw Wally by not letting him pick where his skins pick? That is the question, Wally, as you pick every third pick after you pick one. So now I'm curious about that. Hopefully it falls on you, but if not, I'll make sure I take
it. It won't.
I'll make sure.
It will. Actually, it will. I'll take that back. It will.
It does? All right.
Actually, I'm good. It does.
So I did something positive.
They got the 21st pick.
Okay.
Look at that.
We're taking care of Wally.
It all works out.
Yo, whoever got my Jets better not give him some trash player, man. All right, because I don't have the Jets.
It's the Jets. No matter who you pick, they're going to end up hurt or become an alcoholic. It is New York City, for heaven's sake. But let's go ahead and get the drum roll rolling. Gazoo on the clock. Oh! We are live to Solid Sports Mock Draft Part 2. I like saying that, right? Tell me y'all never saw that movie. I mean,
Which movie? What was that?
The Naked Gun, not Naked Gun and a Half. And Naked Gun.
I didn't see that movie. I won't lie to you. I didn't see that movie.
You've never seen a Naked Gun movie?
I've never really seen it. No, right, I won't lie.
Because
if I did
you're
watch
driving,
it,
it I won't make you bend over and smack yourself in the back of the neck. Because you're driving, I need you to get home safe.
Smack myself in the neck now, though.
I heard it.
All
right. So
that did happen. That did happen.
You are on the clock with the first pick in the NFL draft for the Los Angeles Rams. People say I got to get used to that. I don't like when they became the St. Louis Rams. I was just a Los Angeles Rams, personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been a St. Louis
Rams.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But everybody has your potential pick at number one. Who are you, if you're the Los Angeles Rams, taking at number one? Because I know who I would take at number one, despite being an Eagle fan, if that gives you some kind of a hint.
Everybody has the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis, the L.A. Rams. I did it. The L.A. Rams taking Jared Goff. I think they're switching it up. I think they're gonna get Carson Wentz.
You know what?
The guy
and I
that,
can't stand you.
I think that's a real choice. I think they've put out there that they're gonna get Goff, and everybody said they're gonna get Goff. But Goff, with everything you hear and from all the experts and even some of the ways that Carson Wentz speaks. And talks about football, it just sounds like Carson Wentz is the better quarterback in this situation. Again, I'm not high on either quarterback because one for Carson Wentz in terms of the level of competition he played against mm-hmm. North Dakota State, with North Dakota State, and then you look at Jared Goff, he really there were games where he didn't look good at all. So he may look good as a passer. He was highly recruited coming out of high school, so I guess that's what he had going for him. But at the end of the day, he wasn't as spectacular. I'm going to go with Carson Wentz in this situation.
And you know what? You absolutely make me want to vomit. I'm sorry. It's in my mouth. Because, honestly, no, seriously, all stuff's not. I wish I had a 13-inch member that wouldn't happen. But I really think that's going to happen. I really do. I think because by now, teams tell you who they're grabbing at number one this close to the draft. You know what I mean? Like, it's really not a secret. Right now, mm-hmm. with the Rams telling you, we're not telling you, to me, lets me know they're high on Carson Wentz, which is another reason why here I am at picking at number two. I would not take Jared Goff. He was 14-23 in college. Okay, started off 5-0, right? He goes into that game, I believe it was against Stanford, where he throws five interceptions in that game.
Yeah, 5-0.
Okay, in that game. And people look at this, and they say, well, why are you high on Carson Wentz? I'm not really high on Carson Wentz. I don't know either one of these quarterbacks, to be completely honest with you. I know what the scouts' reports come out and tell me. I know what the quote-unquote draft experts, you know, your Todd McShays, your Mel Kuypers of the world, which, I'll be honest with you, they have a better chance of picking a better player in the draft than you or I do because they're going off of what they read, too. I get sick and tired of people telling me, oh, these guys watch these guys. No, you watch film and highlights like we did, okay? I watch the highlights. I watch them work out in their sweatpants and socks or shorts and socks. That don't make you a star. What makes you a good quarterback, if you're playing in the SEC and somebody's chasing you down and you get your butt out of Dodge, then throw a part, you know what I mean? Like, playing against mm-hmm. certain competition. But not putting up against Carson Wentz is great. But unfortunately, I moved up to get a pick, to get a quarterback. I'm not getting the quarterback that even I think we're not going to get. And I'm being honest with you, Eagle fans out there. I'm sorry. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles all day, Bird Nation. I don't think Carson Wentz comes to Philadelphia. I hope he does fall. He's a little bit more mobile quarterback. He has a stronger arm. I do think Jared Goff has a little bit more accuracy to him from what I've seen on film. So, unfortunately, uh-huh. I got to take the accurate quarterback. I got to go with Jared Goff and the situation with the number two pick in the draft since the guy we traded five picks for is absolutely gone. Now, this is where they say the draft gets interesting, Hugo, and I put it all on you to make the best decision for the San Diego Superchargers. It's on you. Who are you taking as the number three pick in the draft?
All right. San Diego obviously has – they have a line issue, whether it's defensively or offensively. But there are some studs when it comes to, you know, when it comes to defense on this. And I think San Diego's going to do the right thing. And I think they're going to go for the 2015 Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. And that is my man, DeForest Buckner. I have a feeling that they're going to go ahead and take him. They need a defensive line, and they need an offensive line. If you saw why they need an offensive line, someone to protect Phillip Rivers, first of all. And second of all, they need a defensive line because we saw how they got the butt kicked over the regular season last year, you know. So I'm going to go. I think they're going to start tweaking it, and I am going to go with DeForest Buckner just to start fixing up that defensive line because that's something that San Diego does need. San Diego's a very talented team, but they need someone to protect both. You know, both lines of the field. So I'm going with the Buckner, with DeForest Buckner from Oregon. That's right. Drunk Pride, baby.
This is why I know for a fact you drunk my apple juice. Okay? Because I know some projected people have them picking an offensive line, okay, like Mike Mayock.
Yeah.
Okay? I know he has them picking my guy from Notre Dame, Rodney Stanley. Unfortunately, they don't need offensive line help because they just picked up two offensive linemen in free agency. So they don't have to draft an offensive lineman this high. But I do think if I had this pick, I'd have took Jalen Ramsey because I have it in with a couple of reporters down there in San Diego who also think they need secondary help. He is the best player in the draft. Not taking nothing away from DeForest. He projected it. For me, I know that's your school. I have a problem with pass rushers out of Oregon. It's just they don't seem to pan out all the time in the NFL. So I would be careful if I'm San Diego Chargers with that.
No, I feel you 100% on that one. They definitely will be foolish to let go of Ramsey, but they do also need to tune that defensive line, though, Mike. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I mean.
No, no, no. They can't go wrong either way. They can't go to the Raiders. Personally, this is not just me talking to people in San Diego hearing this. This is also my personal feeling of I don't want them taking – I don't want the next team getting the guy I don't want to go there. Okay. So that's what that is. But according to Micah, who's on his way to Bible study, God love a man who knows how to read his Bible and know the word. He said golf goes one. He would take golf once. He said he would take Tunsil's two. With the Eagles pick.
Oh, he's off. He is so off.
Yeah, I think you're so off with that.
I'm not trying to be mean that he's so off because if you listen to all the scouts, all the experts, it's definitely 1-2 quarterback.
Yeah.
In terms of San Diego, number three, San Diego is they're looking at a tackle. Like they are looking at a tackle.
Yeah, they are.
They're looking at offensive tackle.
They're looking at offensive tackle. They're looking at defensive end. They need so much in San Diego.
Yeah, and there's two players, and as you mentioned, Ramsey's on clock. Like they're looking at Ramsey like that. They are looking at him hard, but they're wondering, okay, if they're in a pass rush conference where a bunch of you have the Broncos, but they are looking at tackles who they can help protect Phillip Rivers. But at the end of the day, that's whatever they want to make. But they can't. To me, Ramsey's the best pick in that situation because he's an impact player. But they'll probably go tackle because everything's built on offense anyway. But yeah, the first two are quarterbacks, hands down. Don't let anybody trick you.
Well, he said, "Screw the experts." But I'm gonna take a break, and we get Leonard Ellerby on the line. I'm gonna let you go ahead for that team you hate more than I hate. I like how I did that. I got you picking for the Dallas Cowboys. Who do the Cowboys take at four?
Right now,
right now, who do they take at
four? Oh, it's tough. It's just either between Ramsey. Or Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going to go with it because they got Alfred Morris and McFadden had a good year. I'm going to go with
– And they got Kenyon Barnes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ramsey. I don't think you can pass up on this talent. I think in the second round, they want a running back so bad, you get a good running back like a Derrick Henry in the second round. Like, you got to get Ramsey. He's on the board for it. You got to take him. This is a safety. This is a dude you can put him at safety and give you like a Sean Taylor-ish type of player. You got to
take him.
Can't even play with.
When a Redskin fan says Sean Taylor is, oh God, it just seems to scare me a little bit. But you know what? And I agree. Excuse me. I just don't want that to happen. You know, but you're absolutely right. They have to. This is what they need. And this is why I told people from the beginning that I wasn't too high on the Cowboys. Like to me, the Cowboys season was ruined because they had Romo got hurt. They were already, to me, I had picked them to win the division. You remember that? So them having the losing season, still having the money they had, picking up freaking Morris from Washington, which Washington, somebody please smack Snyder in the head, okay? Or actually, I smited a coach in the head for not utilizing the best running back in that division, okay? Especially since Shady took a walk or got kicked out of Philadelphia. That made no sense. They also, Philadelphia just gives them Kenyon Barner. Okay, but let him walk in free agency, a speedster who played for Carolina Panthers not too long ago. But it's very interesting right now and what's going on in the NFC East. And people say they're the NFC least. I go, hold your horses. I don't care if they all finish 8-8 or not. They are still, if you look at the teams in the NFC East, they're the most popular teams in football, hands down. Mm-hmm. Hands down. Definitely. You have the Cowboys. You have the Giants. You have the Eagles. You have the Redskins. Outside of perhaps maybe Pittsburgh. Well, not even perhaps, but the Pittsburgh Steelers and Johnny-come-lately New England Patriots fans, they're the four most popular teams in football. That's why they're always hyped the way they are, okay, because the popularity follows these teams. Listen, guys, 641-552-5316. We're going to come right back after the break. Speak to Mr. Leonard Ellerby on the line. So, guys, hold up, hold tight. We'll be right back here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hope well.
Before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Ariens, and Kawasaki. That's Connor's Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108 and say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cloninger Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness.
Welcome home.
This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
641-552-5316. Mr. Leonard Ellerbe is finishing up some business. He will be calling into the program after he has done that interview. So we're going to continue with our NFL mock draft round one. So far we got it going pretty much identical, Wally and Hugo here. We got Jared. No, we don't actually. We switch it up a little bit. We got Carson Wentz going one, Jared Goff going two. We got DeForest Buckner going three to San Diego. We got the Cowboys taking Jalen Ramsey. That leads me right here. And it's almost kind of easy for the Jacksonville Jaguars not to get this wrong. I mean, you think about this for 1 second. Now, if the Cowboys would have made a mistake in not taking Jalen Ramsey, I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars would have been all over Jalen Ramsey, especially the Florida guy, keeping him in Florida. I think that had been big dividends. The same way I think they should have picked up my guy. If you can stand next to Tim Tebow, a little bit of his sweat can fall on your body, your life would be made better for it. And they didn't pick Timothy Tebow. That's their idiocy, unfortunately. So Jalen doesn't fall to them. They got to go with Joey Bosa out of the University of Ohio State. This team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, are an up-and-coming team, and I see nothing but greatness in front of them. So I do think that, however, the way the draft is going, whether 1-2, 2-1, however you want to put it, goes, those two quarterbacks going to go, and then San Diego, again, tips the balance there on what they're going to do. But right now, we're staying to form pretty much the way all the experts have it. I cannot disagree with it completely, fully here. I like to see it go differently, but all these picks right now are what these teams need and what they can use. So I'm taking Jacksonville at five with Joey Bosa out of Ohio State, the defensive end, outside linebacker. Maybe we want to call him the hybrid linebacker. Now that goes today. So I don't think they can go wrong with that. They're going to get back the team they had last year, including number one draft, he got hurt, and OTAs or minicamp, he'll be back as well. So Hugo, just an important pick for the area. The Baltimore Ravens are on the clock. Who do they take with the number six pick in the NFL draft?
I know that Baltimore does need an offensive line, though. I know that they require some tackles and things like that. Mike, I don't want to disappoint your listeners, man. So hopefully I'm making the right choice. I'm gonna go with Laramie Tunsil from Mississippi, man. It's just to me, it's just really what I feel is gonna happen. I mean, I might be wrong. Obviously, I don't know the market. I don't know the Baltimore Ravens really well, just because of what I've been reading and you know, and all the media coverage that's been going on, that they were definitely in the offensive line, you know, and the line. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Larry Tunsil. What do you think? What do you guys think? You think it's a smart pick or no?
I think they take an offensive lineman. I just think the best offensive lineman in the draft, and I'm not being, you know, biased by being a Notre Dame fan. I just think they're A and B. When it comes, some people will say they're 1A and 1, you know, however that saying goes, you know, 1-2.
Yeah, 1A, 1B.
Right, how I picked Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart as my 1, and, you know, I don't put neither one of them 2. I just have Bret Hart slightly above, I mean, Shawn Michaels slightly above Bret Hart. I think Ronnie Stanley is a better offensive tackle than Tunsil from Mississippi. I just believe that. But that's just me. I would pick him if I need an offensive lineman, especially for the city of Baltimore that I know we cover here on Fox Sports Radio. But what's your thoughts on that one, Wally? Wally, you're on mute. Wally,
I dropped the phone again. I apologize. No, I'm still driving. I ain't trying to get all the, you know, the bumpy bumps and whatnot. But no, I like to pick a Tunsil. I do. I like to pick a Tunsil. I think he's a quality left tackle. In this part, I mean, you in this position, Baltimore likes Tunsil. I think this is a guy that they'll probably that I could see them drafting. It'd be him or a defensive end, but I like Tunsil.
Well, you are up on the clock next there, brother, for the number 7 pick for the San Francisco 49ers. I believe if one went there, the other one will go here. So what's your pick here?
It's crazy because I actually thought, you know, looking at it, I actually had DeForest Buckner going here.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen now. I think if you know DeForest Buckner,
too. I ain't gonna front. I actually had him coming to San Francisco also.
Yeah. But you know, I think this guy, the defensive end position, is better than Buckner. I'm gonna go with Shaq Lawson. I like Shaq Lawson. I like what he can do, what he did in Clemson. He's a guy, he's a hard worker, he's a grinder, he's had production in Clemson. He's an all around, like, he has that motor. So I like Shaq Lawson at this spot, for the 49ers.
Ooh.
If not, they'll trade down. They can't get out. I can see him trading down, but I like this.
Oh, all right. Taking sack. Another sack in the California area. I like it. Now the team that I make fun of the most, or the city I make fun of the most, not the team, okay, and the Cleveland Browns. And I just got to be honest again. They need all the help they can get. But most importantly, they got a quarterback that just came from the D.C. area that has happy feet. And I'm not talking about the penguin that my son loves. Okay, I'm not talking about that guy. I'm not talking about the flippity-flippity-flap. No, I'm talking about this guy. I watched him. I want Robert Griffin to be successful. I really do. I want him to put all the naysayers to bed. With all due respect towards Redskin Nation, their PR people and all those guys that treat us very, very well. I love those guys at Redskins. But I think they ran this guy out of town. Rightfully so. You have your opinion wherever you stand, but you got to protect him now that he's in Cleveland. He's still on the clock. It falls to 8. What a steal did the Cleveland Browns get in keeping a Midwestern-owned Rodney Stanley coming from Notre Dame to Cleveland. That's a great pick for them. And if he can fall that far, I guarantee you, you're waiting for your team to come off the board, and you're like, oh, my God, you got 15 minutes. It really take you 15 minutes? Like, you don't have a plan A, plan B, plan 2? This will be a very quick pick if he falls that far for the Cleveland Browns. I guarantee you that much. Number 9 in the draft goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Could they be a little bit more overrated than what people think? We will find out this year. What's your pick in this one, Hugo?
Mike, go ahead and read me picks 1 through 8 really quick.
Because
right, I don't think you said a name that's on the board that's sticking on me. I'm so sorry,
over.
Man.
We got Wentz going first. We got Goff going second. We got DeForest Buckner going third. We got Jalen Ramsey going fourth to the Cowboys. We got Joey Bosa to Jacksonville. We got you pick Tunsley. Who's moving around? I need y'all to stop that.
Not me.
Hugo, what are you doing, man? Getting your paperwork ready? That's a lot of paperwork you're getting together.
sorry, dude.
Then we got Tunsley, Tunsdale going 6. I got, and then you picked, I'm sorry. His name just lost my mind for a second. Golly, Wally picked Shaq going to San Francisco, and I just picked Rodney Stanley falling
over the. All right, I got one for you. Okay, that's what I figured. So I'm going to go with Vernon Hargreaves, man. They definitely need a cornerback over in
like
the city of Tampa. You know, coming out of Florida makes absolutely sense. And I have to go with Vernon Hargreaves. You know, obviously last year, the Florida-owned Jameis Winston went from Florida State to Tampa Bay. This year, you're going to have another Florida man, Vernon Hargreaves, from the University of Florida over to Tampa Bay.
And Vaughn, stop it. Cleveland Browns, a guaranteed bust. You must not follow enough Notre Dame football. He is really touted as the number one offensive lineman coming out of college in the last 2 years. Is Rodney Stanley? He won't be a bust. And you know what? As much as I know Cleveland is a city of you know, unfortunately things that happen to them. Last time they put the offensive lineman this high in the draft, Joe Thomas. I don't think he was a bust. So. It's not offensive linemen they get bad. They can't pick a quarterback, which is why they got out of the top spot and got all the other picks they got. So, but, hey, you're entitled to it as much as we're entitled to what we say, and you're my social media producer, so you can say what you want to say when you want to say it. Number 10 on the board. Oh, this is really funny, Wally. Now that I have you pick the Cowboys, I got you picking the Giants also.
No, this is like thing in the world. You have the Giants and the Cowboys. This is so not right.
Hey, Wally, you don't make this on purpose, man. It's like a conspiracy, dude. That's what he did.
I don't think I'm gonna pick
this on purpose.
I don't think I'm gonna pick the Redskins either.
And I get Chicago Knicks.
This is something else, man. The Giants need a pass rush.
Their pass rush hasn't been
the same. So when I look at the Giants, I think the Giants will probably come up and they'll draft Leonard Floyd. Floyd out of Georgia plays, you know, some hybrid guy who can rush the passer. I see that, you know, obviously, you know, with the missing fingers of I'm not supposed to say missing fingers. That's so messed up. That is.
Yes, I am. I'm just saying. Who have not thrown a firecracker in their hand before? Come on, guys.
I know, man. So that is so mean. Sorry, Pierre. I'm so sorry, Pierre Paul. Looking at, I think that they need a pass rush. Leonard Floyd fits the bill. And I love that pick about the pick Hugo had with the Buccaneers.
He would have
probably closed to the Giants. He's one of the better cornerbacks in football. And to be honest with you, people be surprised. Next season in Florida, the other cornerback will probably be better than him. That's one of the most amazing things that Florida had the richest of cornerbacks. So yeah, I like that pick. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the pass rusher of Floyd. I think Floyd will be good for the Giants. I can't believe you guys pick an NFC East team. I can't believe it.
It's so easy for me to pick this pick right now for the Chicago Bears that I can't even do them justice right here. To be honest with you, I don't even know how to do them justice because, I mean, it's the Bears.
All right, Greg, thank you. Late afternoon outside the Metrodome. Freezing weather, but despite that, no shortage of tailgaters out here.
Hey, Pat O'Brien!
Hey, it's the Superfans from Saturday Night Live. They do a sports talk show from Ditka. Hi, you guys. Who are you liking the game?
Well, the Bills defense is looking pretty good, with Bruce Smith back and everything. But I figure if Harbaugh can throw to his backs early, they got to keep their pass rush honest then.
That's right. And then you'll have a certain romp courtesy of a certain team known as the Bears.
The Bears.
They're salivating right now because we got that Benedict Arnold that leaves and goes to the Jets. Okay. And I won't even say his name. Okay. I know Chicago Bears fans are. When they see him again, they will probably spit at him. You know, Chicago Bears fans. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm getting confused with my own Eagle fans. They don't spit on people in Chicago. They just boo you like real teams supposed to. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I love you. Forte.
Oh, okay. Forte. Okay. They call him Benedict Arnold.
Yeah. So they're gonna take Ohio State's own.
That's a good one.
Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, it can't be better than that.
Yeah, I'm not saying Ezekiel Elliott. I'm from Michigan. I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan. I will not be allowed to choose an Ohio State person. You ain't got me choosing NFC East, folks. I will not.
Well, you know how much I loathe Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody loathes them more than I loathe them. Trust me on that one.
I don't know. I'm Michigan, man. You know what Jalen Rose, I told you, with me and Jalen calling. I ain't going to say it here, but you know what we call him?
the Ohio State something eyes. This is a nice G-rated show. I'm not gonna call them what I want to call them. Ohio State something eyes. It's not Buck. It's something else. Are we good?
We still are?
Yeah. I don't have it. I was like, what happened? What's going on?
Maybe Mike dropped off or something.
Oh, no. So where we at now? In the draft. Where we at now in the draft?
So you know what? I'm sure Mike, he's probably getting the call from LB. So let me go really quick. I'm going to go with the New Orleans, with the 12th pick is the New Orleans Saints. They definitely need that a defensive line. And I like what Alabama – you know what? I don't like Nick Saban. I don't like his smug look. I hate everything about Nick Saban, especially when he came here in Miami and I had to see his dirty face on TV when he does the cold water
sports and dolphins. Well, guys, but when this thing goes up, your mouths go shut, people. Listen, right now, people, you know how we do here in the barbershop. This is the show the pros, the icons listen to right now. So right now, I need you to stand on your feet for the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, the past, the present, and I know he's all about the future, Mr. Leonard LRB! What's going on?
Oh, that is one heck of an introduction. I've never had no intro like that. I love it. I'm glad to be on. What's up, boss man? Talk to me.
What's going on with you? I'm happy to have you on, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing lovely. It feels great to be back here in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., with all the beautiful people here. I'm just very excited, and my team is very excited. We're ready to go Saturday night.
Well, that's what it's all about this Saturday night, as you guys have that the fight on Showtime. Okay, you got Jack going up on Saturday. And I'm going to start off and go right in for the gusto, all right? This is the barbershop. You know when you're going to a barbershop, Linda, you're from D.C., okay? You got to come with your A-game, all right? So once he has this great, impressive victory on Saturday, Bonu Jack, in his position right now, he's having a hard time, you know, trying to get the big other numbers out there, you know, because they're all at the next level, you know, Stevenson, Kovalev, Ward, those guys. Are you guys maybe playing, you know, once he has success with victory to move him up so he can become a household name?
Well, first things first, and what I've learned from the 20-plus years of working with the best fighter ever to do it, is that you take one fight at a time. Me and Floyd, we have a plan in place for Badu, and the plan, it starts with Saturday night, being able to take care of his business against a great fighter in Lucien Boutte. And from then, we'll take it to the next level. But he has a huge challenge in front of him coming Saturday night, and he's up for the challenge.
Now, we've seen here that Mayweather Promotions, you know, have made you guys back way back in the D.C. area, making boxing prevalent again in the D.C. area as it was, you know, years ago. I have to have the privilege of being there for the Bronner Ashley Theophane fight. Now, and I was right there ringside. I saw the fight maybe from my perspective, maybe a premature stoppage. I thought Bronner was kind of fading in that fifth, sixth, you know, well, sixth, seventh, eighth round. What was your thoughts on that outcome of that fight and some call it an early stoppage?
Yeah, I was actually a little disappointed. And, you know, later on, I sat and I watched the tape of it because obviously when you're sitting ringside, you're seeing things live as opposed to watching it home, sitting on your couch where you can see the replays and everything. I thought that the stoppage could have been a little earlier. But, you know, at the end of the day, I always have a great deal of respect for a referee who, you know, jumps in there because you don't want your fighter to take any more punishment than he has to take.
Right.
One shot can end your career, and the referee's job is to protect the fighter, and that's what he did on that night. And I have no objections. You know, Adrian came in, and he fought a tremendous fight, and he was the better man on that night.
Now, another thing that I find great right now is I remember growing up, you know, back in the day, I'm a man, I'm 40. You know, I remember watching all the great fights that would happen on ABC, and the PBC has kind of brought that back for, you know, putting great fights on TV and things like that. Is there any chance you could see the PBC jumping into the pay-per-view market with some of the key Mayweather promotion fighters?
Well, it's not necessarily the pay-per-view market. It's just continue what our goal is to continue to do is build our fighters, because that's what, you know, promotional companies do, you know, especially our young guys. I've had a chance to see some of our young guys starting to evolve into the next level. And what I mean by that, turning from the prospect stage to a contender stage. And that's the great part of boxing, to be able to watch a guy start out early on and build him, and then build him into something special. And that's what, you know, me and my team were able to do with Floyd. You know, he was an exceptional talent, and we always knew that we had a plan in place as long as we all stuck together and believed in our plan, and we were able to execute our plan and make him the highest paid athlete in all of sports.
Now, have you had the chance to – I know over the weekend our Fox Sports Radio 1340 Twitter account put out this – the difference between boxing and the MMA numbers and the payout scale of what's going on there, and how much, like, say, John Jones got for his last fight on Saturday night versus – a fight that I believe the last fight that it showed was Gennady Golovkin, you know, Triple G's fight that he got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, with the market being the way that it is in boxing, do you think boxing still holds prevalent as the number one combat sport out there? I know a lot of fans are at a microwave society, love MMA, but boxing's such a great sport, and I don't think it's ever died or ever will die. Do you think it will always be the mainstay of combat sports as far as bringing in finances?
Yes, boxing is will always be that, because boxing has been around for forever, and the two entities are able to coexist because they have different fan bases. I have the utmost respect for Dana and what they're doing over in the UFC, and you know they have a tremendous fan base, and they've built their brand from the bottom, and we've done the same thing in boxing. You know, we built stars through coming up through the ranks, and obviously the biggest one ever in the history of the sport in Floyd Mayweather. But the two are able to coexist because they have two totally separate fan bases. And they're doing a great job, and boxing is at an all-time high now. All eyes are on boxing because you get a chance to see boxing, you know, three and four nights a week, and that's a great thing, getting a chance to see these young up-and-coming stars and eventually turning into superstars.
Is it safe to say that you guys are ready for Mayweather Promotions to jump in the MMA game?
Well, we always continue to looking for ways to expand our brand, and we've done that very, very cautiously. But building our brand, taking our time, it is we've been able to be successful because we've been able to think things out thoroughly, make the right decisions, and invest into our future. And the future are these young up-and-coming stars that we have assigned to that are with Mayweather Promotions. As you earlier stated, the past, the present, and the future of sports and entertainment.
Yeah, I like that. When you say sports and entertainment, I've got to be honest with you, Leonard, Mr. LB, I'm a wrestling fan. So does that mean maybe we think Mayweather Promotions can get into the wrestling business here?
Hey, we've already been in the wrestling business for the big show.
I know,
and I got him a huge check for doing it. So we've delved into different, and that's the part of having an open mind and being able to think outside the box. The reason why we've been able to again to be successful is because we have been risk takers. We've been willing to do the things that people aren't willing to do, and that's roll the dice with something. And, you know, we understand this business inside and out. You know, we put in the work, and we're the best at doing this. And that's I'm not being tooting our horn, but, you know, we work very hard to – I can't no longer say that we're, you know, we're looking to one day be this. We're there.
Okay.
We put on the biggest events in the history of the sports, And, you know, here it is. We have four shows in the next 5 weeks. You know, we're busy. I have a tremendous team. I'm not doing this by myself. I love my team. They're working day in and day out. And like I said, boxing is at an all-time high. We're just glad to be a part of it.
All right. Now, I have my my co-host here with me, Wally from the DMV area. He has a question for you. Wally, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Being from the D.C. area, nothing much, man, nothing much. Being from the D.C. area, how big is the fight game coming into D.C.? You know, just recently, not too long ago, Lamont Peterson, you know, pretty much brought back boxing to the DMV and to the D.C. area, having that prize fighter. Now we see Floyd in D.C. often. It's making us hype, to be honest with you. How big is that city?
It's huge. That he wanted to bring big-time boxing back to D.C., you know, and he's living up to his word, you know. And trust and believe me, expect more bigger fights Mayweather Promotions is going to bring to Washington, D.C. Floyd has a love affair with the city. I have a love affair with the city, and we're looking to bring revenue back into the city. D.C. is a beautiful city. And I'm just happy for the fans here that they are able to witness great boxing.
Now, we're speaking a lot about the one, the Floyd Mayweather, the pound for pound, in my opinion, the best ever. I'm not just saying that because you're on the line. I get a lot of flack for being such a Mayweather supporter and understanding the sport of boxing. But you have a young fighter, 15-0, 14 knockouts. I got to see a wonderful knockout from him earlier this month. Javante the One Davis. Any word on his next fight?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I just got off the phone with Tank a few minutes ago. He was just actually calling me about that. I'm working on his next fight. He's a very, very exciting young fighter. And
yes,
we expect big, big things from him. And Baltimore should be very, very proud that they had, that they can actually say that he's one of their own. He reps the city. And, you know, like I said, he's a tremendous talent, and we're very glad to have him as part of our team, and we expect great things from him. He will soon be world champion, possibly this year.
Oh, okay. I like it. Now, listen, again, not just blowing smoke. I was in the back watching him warm up and get ready. Since Floyd, I don't think I've seen nobody have hands that fast.
Yeah, he has an exceptional hand speed, and he's just a good young man. You know, to be able to rise above the and overcome the odds of coming of growing up in an inner city environment, and to be able to just recently, I just told him that I was very proud of him for being the recipient of the award that the mayor in Baltimore had awarded him for his work that he's done with all the youth there in Baltimore.
Awesome.
We're just very proud of all the hard work that he's put into it, and he's learning, he's maturing as a young man, and seeing and understanding that this is his job, and you know, a means of being able to take care of him and his family for many, many, many years to come, and he's getting the best advice from the best to ever do it in court.
Well, if you got him, Floyd Mayweather, that is, yourself in his corner. He got his head on straight. He has nothing but big things and big future in front of him. But also in front of us this weekend is the World Championship doubleheader on Showtime this Saturday night as Badu Jack takes on Lucien Boutte in that fight. You know, you see, not looking past Lucien at all in that fight, but got to look at Saturday first. Of course, but I got to ask, it's what people ask, you know, you have to ask these questions that you kind of know the answer to. What kind of outcome are we going to have? Is it going to be a knockout? I know you want your fighter when you see your fighter winning. How do you see your fighter winning this Saturday night?
I see him winning, and I think that the fans here locally in D.C., they should come on out and support the great night of fights that we have. We just only not have the two televised fights. We have a tremendous undercard also that with a number of outstanding young talents, and we have a young lady who we recently signed, Latondria Jones. She's from Washington, D.C.
She's a looker, too.
The fans should come out and – she's a very attractive young lady.
She's a looker.
But she can fight her behind off, and we're very proud of her, and the fans should come out and support our event. It's going to be a tremendous turnout, and we're just excited that, you know, we're able to bring this kind of boxing to D.C., and we look to bring bigger events in the future. Obviously, we have the new MGM Arena that will be opening up here in the beautiful city, and don't be surprised if we be a major part of what's going on.
Now, I like that right there. And you the major part of things going on in the area where we are, so we get to come there and see all these great fights and witness all these great fights that's taking place. Now, I won't ask you that one question that I know everybody asks you about Floyd, but I will try to taint it or switch it a little bit. Is there enough money that can get him to come out and knock out that, I won't call him an idiot, that other guy in Cincinnati?
Who? Oh, you talking about? No. Well, first and foremost, there are levels of this thing, and Adrian is
Adrian.
A tremendous young fighter. He has all the skills, you know, that a great fighter could want to have, and he has a great team working with the outstanding coaches that he have. One in Barry Hunter here from the area, who's an exceptional trainer. But to answer your question about him, it was on April Fool's that night, and we took it, me and Floyd took it as what it was. It sounded like a joke, because trust and believe me, he didn't want none of that work. Floyd is retired. Floyd is retired, enjoying his life. You know, he's had a phenomenal career. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, he's almost we're just short of $1 billion that he's netted in his career. You know, so he's just beyond blessed to be in a situation to help these young fighters. And you know, that night when Adrian said that, we just took it as it was a joke, because we all know that if something like that would have took place before Floyd retired, what the outcome of that would have been. It wouldn't have been pretty.
Now, and I get no disrespect towards Adrian at all when I said that. That night, like I said, I was there. I just thought it was kind of, I guess I'm professional, but I guess when you're in a situation that he's in, you kind of got to say what you can to get the best out. It's like Mr. T calling out Rocky out of retirement. You know what I mean? So it was kind of that kind of a moment.
It was a
like,
joke. I thought, we took it as it was a joke, and it would be funny because we knew it was like he couldn't have been serious.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's how we took it, because, you know, Floyd is a beast when it comes to getting in that ring. It's like nobody's been able to put a blemish on him, and Adrian's a lot smaller than Floyd.
Uh-huh.
Floyd's normally fighting guys 25 pounds bigger.
Right.
Adrian's a lot smaller than Floyd. But, you know, like I said, you know, hey, I have the utmost respect for Bonner. He has he's a tremendous young fighter.
Well, Mr. Ellerby, CEO that is, past, present, and the future of Mayweather Promotions, I want to thank you for coming into the barbershop here on the Soul in Sports on Fox Sports Radio. I thank you so much. We look forward to you guys' fight this Saturday night. A big time. Like I said, I was there April 1st, and it was a packed house. I know you want the fans to continue to come out there and pack that house. Boxing's big in the city of D.C., and y'all bringing it back there. So I want to say thank you from our
fans.
And
it's going to be a lot of celebrities in the house, too.
Oh, it was
a lot of celebrities in the house.
You know, my first boxing event. I had no idea the women came out like that.
Well, one thing our city is known for, the men and the women, they know how to put it together. The women always look very lovely when they come out, and the guys, they had a swag, and they come out with the gaiters and this and the linen and
right.
You know, the guys can dress and the young ladies can dress. I'm very proud to always represent my city. You know, I learned everything I know from here in my city.
Well, what was that song by that rapper? I put on for my city, on
that's
for
it
my
all day. Anybody and everybody knows who's associated with me or affiliated with me, that they know DC is nothing but love.
You know what? And with that, like I said, listen, I'm up against the break. Leonard, thank you so much for coming on. I cannot wait till Saturday night to see Badu Jack in action. Guys, listen, it's going down April 30th. Get your butts in the DMV area. Pay your money. Pay your fare. Come out and
see Mayweather Promotions, guys. Maybe Leonard will be there. Maybe he'll take a picture with you. Maybe he'll shake your hand. I don't know. He's always looking fly.
We're going to do all of that. And tickets start as low as $25.
Look at that.
So, and it's still available at Ticketmaster and all, and online.
Guys, what else can you do? $25? That's two pizza pies.
The ticket is as low as $25.
Two, and that's not a bad seat in the house either. Okay? There
yeah,
really
no,
isn't.
DC, the Armory it was built for, you know, these nice kind of events. It's not too big, not too small. You know, it's a, every seat in the house is a great seat, and it's going to be a tremendous night of fights.
There it is, guys. Saturday night is going down. Listen, you know how we do in the barbershop. Stand on your feet for the past, present, and he told you already the future of Mayweather Promotion, Mr. Leonard, LRB. We'll be right back, y'all. Mm-hmm. Fox Sports Radio 1340, WHAP Hopewell, y'all.
Thank you.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now. We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavelli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavelli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavelli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavelli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. 1-800-259-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service. It's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package, which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness.
Welcome home.
This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Well, I got one thing to say, y'all, right now, and that is... Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. It is I, the champ, is here! Welcome back, y'all. Stolen Sports with Mike Perriman and the crew. We're going through the first round of the NFL playoffs, getting you ready. I mean, NFL draft, my bad, for getting you ready for the NFL draft tonight. Shout out and thanks, big thanks, if you will, to President and CEO Leonard Ellerbe of Mayweather Promotions. What an interview, guys. What an interview. I mean, I have to stay away from the questions, you know, that everybody wants to ask, right? So that's why I kind of tweaked it a little bit by, is there enough money to get him to come out of retirement? You know what I mean? Because he kept talking about how he made, Floyd's almost at $1 billion, y'all. Good God Almighty. I think I should have went into boxing. What you think, Wally? Could I have been a boxer? Probably got knocked out. I think I got.
I'm a boxer, but you can be a promoter. I can see you being a promoter.
Jerry Maguire made me want to be an agent. And two for the money is what I started being a handicapper in football. So, that's what gets my corn syrup going. But let's go ahead and get back into this interview. We left off with the Chicago Bears pick, and then I took Ezekiel Elliott falling to the Chicago Bears. Number 12, Hugo, who you got for the New Orleans?
I was going to say it. The New Orleans Saints, they're going to take A'shaun Robinson from Alabama. That's why I got going at 12.
See, I had Sheldon going there, but he got picked up by San Francisco, so I thought it was a little bit high. Who you got at number at 13, Wally, for the Miami Dolphins?
I'm gonna go with a guy that I think is so talented. We're probably one of the best picks. I'm gonna go with Miles Jack, the Dolphins.
Miles Jack, I like that one. Okay, ooh, you're making this tough for me now, but it's okay. Because I have the Oakland Raiders. And I think it's easy with this pick, guys, because you took who I actually had slighted for them to fall to Oakland. But it does get a little bit tougher because you have the safety they need, you have the corner they need. So I'm going to be a little bit different here. I'm going to take Eli Apple out of Ohio State with this pick for the Raiders. I think this will bolster their defense and be even better for that team. So I'm taking them at number 14 to the Raiders. Up next is the Tennessee Titans, who made all those trades. Who you got with this one, Hugo?
You know what? I forgot that they did all the trades, and I thought it was Los Angeles. I was going to choose a wide receiver for Los Angeles, but it's actually Tennessee, right? You caught me off guard, man. You caught me off guard. I'm not – honestly, I don't know. What else is Tennessee one? Just choose for me because I honestly had my pick ready for L.A., man.
You know what? Just pick. See, I don't want to just pick for them because I used to have a warm spot for me for Tennessee. And I don't want to pick who I think they should pick, but who I want to get picked, who I think Tennessee should pick, I actually want him falling to number 22. So I'm going to hold off on that. So I'll let you pick it, Wally, and hope you don't think who I was going to pick for them. But who you got for
Tennessee? Well, they need to get weapons for Marcus Mariota, so I'm going to go with Laquon Treadwell. Excuse me, yeah. Laquon Treadwell.
And that's what
wide receiver.
And that's what I had. And that's what – And Wally, that's why I had to go to L.A. if they would have kept that same pick.
Now,
yeah, I like
that would be the first wide receiver off the board. You think he's the best wide receiver on the board?
Yeah, I don't think I mean, he's the best wide receiver to me because he produced in Mississippi. He was actually one of the highly touted kids recruited coming into college. And so production-wise, he showed you what he can do. He's a tall, big wide receiver. So they got speedsters already in Tennessee. Add that in with some height. He's a big, tall guy. He's been compared to Hopkins out of Texas, who plays with Texas. So he's compared to that. So he has that type of skill set. So yeah, when you look at all the factors, I think he's the best talented, the most talented wide receivers we have in the draft.
Well, I won't take that away from you, but I will make you pick the Lions at number 16 since Hugo was too afraid to pick for the Tennessee Titans. Who you got with 16?
Okay. I got Jack Conklin out of Michigan, Michigan State. So if you go out of Michigan State to play out tackle for Detroit Lions, and Matthew Stafford needs protection. He was getting sacked last year. So he plays – this is in the same state, going to the same state for the hometown kid. If you think about it that way. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Jack Conklin to play left tackle and be drafted by the Detroit Lions.
17, the Atlanta Falcons. I think they need some linebacker help really, really bad. I'm taking Deron Lee for them in that pick for Ohio State. Listen, I hate Ohio State, but gosh darn it, gosh. moving on. Who you got number 18, Hugo, for the Indianapolis Colts?
Wally took Conklin, right?
Yeah,
that's what I just heard you say. He took. I'm gonna say Cordy Whitehair, man. They also need some. You know, they also need a guard. So I'm gonna go with Cordy Whitehair from what is that? In Kansas State, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are. Now, I want to trade back in the draft if I can, because I want to pick the Redskins pick. But I won't do that to you. I got Buffalo on the board, and I'm taking Kevin Dudd out of Clemson. I think he is a stud defensive end. I think with losing Mario Williams, they can need another.
I really like him.
I think he's really, really good. Has the potential to be very successful. Long, tall guy, long arms. I think he'd be good in that system that is run by that idiot who likes toes, out of former Jets fan. But hey, look at this, Hugo. You get to pick the New York Jets pick at number 20. And Wally gets his Sanford, and Wally gets his team. And I get who I want to pick at 22. So it all works out.
Oh, yes. God is good. God is good.
All the time. All the time. So who you got there, Mr. J-E-T-S, Jets?
I'm going to go, and you guys are going to be like, nah. But we need a tight end. And we need the man from Arkansas, Hunter Henry. We need a tight end because – so we're taking Hunter Henry at the 20th spot from Arkansas, man.
Is that who you really, really want?
I like that.
They really need – because I think they're going – I think they go quarterback. I think they go quarterback or cornerback in this draft.
Yeah, obviously they were saying that the quarterback from Memphis, but – yeah, we still don't know what's happening with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean? I honestly believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the quarterback for the next 1 to 3 years.
Me and Wally believe in Geno. You don't. I know the organization does, but the fan base doesn't. The organization, let me rephrase that. It's like the Washington Redskins. It's like Daniel Snyder believed in Robert, but the coaching staff didn't. I think the Jets ownership believes in Geno Smith. I don't think the coaching staff believes in him. So, you know, it's gonna be one of them picks for the Jets that I think they're gonna boo no matter who they get. If they go with quarterback,
we always do.
They're gonna boo. If they go with tight end,
we always do.
But I mean, the tight end out of Arkansas is probably the best tight end in football, in college football right now. But hey, at number 21, look at that. This has to be a great pick for the Washington Redskins because it's the former number of Sean Taylor, and they're picking 21. They picked up the $51.5 million man, who I think they overpaid for, and I'd be a little bit scary about that pick because when a team that lets him go doesn't speak so highly of him, you have to kind of wonder questions. And it's not typically you hear questions about something that somebody let go. There's a lot of questions about Newton, but I tell you one thing, on Madden football, he's going to be amazing. I know that much, okay? And I know he's entertaining. But number 21, Wally, what do your Washington Redskins need? I know who I would think about the Washington Redskins.
Oh, man, you know what? Within this draft, like the way it's going down, if Robert Nietzsche, how do you say it? Nietzsche? I think it's a Nietzsche.
Hold on. Which one are you talking about?
And they said Nietzsche.
Because I had Mr. Robinson going for y'all from Alabama. Who you got? Who you talking
That's
about?
That's who I want. That's who I want. If I'm looking at the board right now, if I'm looking at the board, uh-huh. Robert Nietzsche of Mississippi's on the board? What?
This far down?
This is
yeah.
top five talent. Talent.
Yeah,
oh, my
you know
God,
what?
I'm taking this
you know what?
I'm
but
taking
do you need, do you need another? Do you need another defensive tackle, though?
Yeah, he's a nose tackle. We need a nose tackle. Yeah.
Right, but you got Pablo. Isn't he a nose tackle?
No. Pablo's out. Man, he don't play with the Redskins no more. He's a Patriot.
Hold on. He left after 1 year?
Yeah. He didn't do the job. They ain't stopped the run. Redskins didn't do the stop the run. He ain't stopped
I'm
the
sorry
run.
Sorry for not paying attention there, guys. I apologize.
It's all good. It's all good.
So that is a good pick. They need somebody to stuff that middle. And him falling to 21 is a steal in his draft.
Yeah, he's falling to 21, yes.
I mean, that's almost a better steal than if Ezekiel Jackson falls to the Bears, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's that good of a pick. If he's not Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, falls that far.
That
so,
ain't
wow. Wow. The Washington Redskins can pull that off and get Robert Nietzsche from Mississippi. That is a big pick. But, hey, I've been waiting for this one. I'm sorry. I've been waiting for this one. At number 22, from the city of Philadelphia, going to play with – the up-and-coming future, he's already a top five wide receiver. I think he'd be a top three wide receiver by the end of this season. On the other side of Hopkins, you got to give him some weapons. Will Fuller from the University of Notre Dame falls to the Houston Texans. And I'm telling you right now, guys, Houston fans, you ought to be happy. I know there's a lot of talk about getting Corey Coleman. You guys would be stupid to take a receiver from Baylor. That's all I'm saying, over a receiver from Notre Dame. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm going to say. I know Minnesota fans is mad, but, hey, the other guy y'all thought y'all would get, I think Wally had him going early in the draft, too. So, I think he's gone, too. Treadwell's gone. So, who did he pick at number 23 there, Hugo?
And he went, I knew you were going to take your Notre Dame guy. I was ready. He was nice, hot, ready to go in my number 23 pick, and you just had to steal him away from me, didn't you, Mike? It's a shame, man.
Listen, if the Eagles did not trade up in the draft, I wanted him because he's a hometown guy. You know what I'm saying? You get when you put him with that receiving core, you got three young up-and-coming guys. Well, because first, I don't believe in no Pac-10 receiver. And we saw that last year. Yeah, he made one good hand, one-handed catch, but he couldn't catch with two hands. Okay? You ever notice, if I don't mention a person's name, that's because their name's not worthy of being mentioned. Okay? So, you should know who I'm talking about. Number 23, the Minnesota Vikings select who, Hugo?
I know that Wally went for Laquan Treadmill, then you went with Will Fuller, so I think Corey Coleman's still on the board, right? Corey Coleman.
You know what? I didn't have that pick next, but I thought I had that in my board, but it's okay because the team that Wally has to pick, the Bengals do need a receiver. But I like that pick, Hugo. I do like Corey Coleman. I do like that pick for the Minnesota Vikings. Wally, the receivers are popping off the board the way that people pop pills when they're not supposed to pop them. Who are you picking in the Cincinnati Bengals town? They are the Bengals, not the Bengals. Don't get it.
AJ Green needs help, man. AJ Green does so much work.
A bunch of help.
Josh Dobson out of TCU is one of the more prolific pass catching wide receivers in the college game last season. He'll be a good possession wide receiver to AJ Green. I like that pick for the Cincinnati Bengals. Given
I'm sorry. Who did you pick? I'm checking them off my board. Who did you pick?
Josh Dobson. from TCU.
Oh, okay, okay. You know what? I won't go against that pick. I really won't. I had another receiver they could have picked. But you know what? These receivers are popping off in the draft real fast right there. NFL is going to be I love the NFL draft. I really do. Because the NBA draft, all you really get is that first round. The NFL draft, you can get a steal in the fourth round, third round. You know what I mean? You really, really can. But I guess I'm up next with that team from Pittsburgh. It's not really hard here because I know from speaking with a couple of beat writers in Pittsburgh that they really want Mr. Apple from Ohio State. I don't think he falls, although I think he'd be the perfect kind of player to fit into the mind state of the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they do. So I'm torn here because I know they need a cornerback between Mr. Burns and Mr. Jackson III. I really am torn here. I don't know about you guys. The same way we feel about Carson Wentz being that guy who played, I mean, he played in Division II, right? So you kind of have trouble with that. I have trouble with picking a top touted corner from the University of Houston. I just do. The name Andre Ware, I know he's a quarterback. You know, everybody's not, what's my man, Tlaib from Kansas. Everybody's not that, you know what I mean? So I have a problem here. And Pittsburgh typically doesn't get it wrong. I don't think they get it wrong here. So I think they take Mr. Burns from Miami, cornerback from Miami, Andre Burns from Miami for the Pittsburgh Steelers in that pick. Chicago, you got the Seattle Seahawks on the board. Who you got?
They also need a cornerback, but they also need an offensive tackle. I'm gonna go out of my way, Mike, and I'm gonna go, and I don't think he's been chosen yet. So if he is, I apologize. But I think it's Joshua Garnett from Stanford. Because definitely, you know, they definitely also need a guard. They need a couple of offensive tackles and stuff like that. So I'm going to go with Joshua Garnett, man.
Okay, no problems there. Wally at number 27, the Green Bay – I'm sorry. Come on, Wally. Give it to me. It's football season.
Nah, they knocked out the Washington Redskins. They don't get that respect.
Come on, Wally. Your fans want to hear it.
They don't get that respect. They knocked out the Washington Redskins in the playoffs. They don't get that respect no more. They don't get that. They get the index finger. I can't give
the Giants
middle,
of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most.
It wasn't a riveting game. I would kick a field goal in Aaron Rodgers' face.
Who are the Green Bay Packers?
Double check that.
Wally.
I'll get because Rodgers has temporarily retired. I have the Green Bay Packers. Selecting Ashawn Robinson out of Alabama. No, D-tack.
He's off the board.
Chosen, Wally.
He's off the board. Yeah.
My bad. Jaron Reed then, the D-tackle from Alabama. The other D-tackle from Alabama.
Okay. No one picked him.
Jaron Reed.
All right. And it falls to me as the Kansas City Chiefs here, and I get to pick another guy. Guess what? They need a lot. I know that they could use a receiver, but I think that the Denver Broncos proved that if you have a good defense, you can win with a mediocre quarterback. I know Peyton Manning's career was mediocre, but he was mediocre last year. Probably one of the worst quarterbacks in football last year, to be completely honest with you. So I think the Kansas City Chiefs, let's be real, he was not good last year.
He wasn't great.
So I'm going to go ahead and take that guy from Houston because he does fall here. I'm going to take William Jackson III from Houston, the cornerback from Houston. I think they need this guy here. I think they go ahead and pick him here. Who you got with this next pick, Hugo, for the number 29th pick for the Arizona Cardinals?
Arizona, the biggest need is a safety, especially if you saw him in the playoffs last year in that NFC Championship game. So they definitely need a safety. And I don't think he's been taken care of. I don't think he's been taken yet. Is it Keanu Neal from Florida?
No, he has
not. Yep, he is a fan. If you saw his combine, he looked already like an NFL safety. So I'm going to go with Keanu Neal from Florida, man.
You know why I hate all of that? Because they already got a good defense, which means I got to contend with that defense in the NFC. But that's a great pick right there. Wally, back to you up top. The NFC champions, they're not pouting. They're back to take it all. As the Carolina Panthers team, everybody and their mama will be playing with on Madden football. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with, he's the cornerback from West Virginia. I'm the safety from West Virginia. They didn't have great safety play. I'm trying to get his name.
Carl Joseph.
I'm looking it up right now. Carl Joseph. There you go. Carl Joseph. Carl Joseph out of
out of West Virginia. Before he got hurt, he led the nation interceptions. Carolina is a team that likes to create turnovers. They got a lot of turnovers last season. The safety, like I said, the safety play on the back end wasn't that good. Obviously, they had Norman and Coleman, who played well last season, but they need good safety play, strong safety play with that pass rush. So Carl Joseph out of West Virginia.
Now, with the number 31st pick, y'all, I know everybody says it's not going to happen, but it's my pick. The Philadelphia Eagles trade into the draft, get the number 31st pick for sending Sam Bradford to Denver. The Eagles jump back up in the draft, in the bottom of the draft, and take Cody Whittier from Kansas State, offensive guard. And guess what, guys? The Eagles have the best first round of the NFL right there, getting two picks, the quarterback and the offensive lineman that they need. Guys, listen, our time is up because we are preempted for the Baltimore Orioles as they take on the Chicago White Sox. We'll be back tomorrow live from Prince George High School, broadcasting for Big Time Wrestling, as we'll be there with Mick Foley, the Rock and Roll Express, Road Warrior Animal, and a whole lot of you, me, and dim sum, y'all. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning. Hold on. Stop. Quoting the meter. Do not forget, guys, Saturday, it's going down. You just heard them. Leonard Ellerbe and Mayweather Promotions on Showtime. 10 o'clock, Badu Jack takes on my man. I'm actually a big fan of Boutte. I think Jack will knock him out, honestly, by like the sixth round. I'm trying to get Leonard to say that. But it's going down Saturday, guys. Don't forget, Washington, D.C., D.C. Armory. Tickets start as low as $25. Be there, guys. It's $25. You cost more money to go to movie theaters by yourself than it goes to go take to watch this fight. So go down there, D.C., this Saturday night. Be there. Or, you know, you could be square peg trying to fit into a round hole like Andy Reid in Philadelphia. But, hey, it's okay. So don't wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. Ooh, that was a good one. Hold on. I love me some me. Hold on. I love me some me. And don't love God, y'all. That's crazy. Listen, guys, like I said, we check y'all tomorrow. Fox Sports Radio, 1340, WHAP, Hopewell, 1340. Don't forget about us. We'll never forget about you. Peace.
Discovering what's new with Xfinity. From our Xfinity X1 platform with the X1 voice remote to a better customer experience, Xfinity is better than ever. Experience the change for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.